Christian Adams. Lorraine G. Bay.
The names of victims aboard the hijacked United Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Thousands of people came to that field today to dedicate a new national memorial to the men and women who died while trying to avert a greater disaster. Two former presidents, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, were there, along with Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Bush paid tribute to the daring passengers who chose to fight back once they realized that plane was hijacked.
And with their brave decision, they launched the first counteroffensive of the war on terror. The most likely target of the hijacked plane was the United States Capitol. We'll never know how many innocent people might have been lost. But we do know this. Americans are alive today because the passengers and crew of Flight 93 chose to act, and our nation will be forever grateful.
President Clinton was visibly moved during the ceremony, holding back tears during his remarks.
With almost no time to decide, they gave the entire country an incalculable gift. They saved the Capitol from attack. They saved God knows how many lives. They saved the terrorists from claiming the symbolic victory of smashing the center of American government.